Rapido questions Zomato Swiggy model eyes 100 million food delivery users. Indian IT Q1 FY27, what to watch? Inside India's big tech crackdown. Apple restores the App Store iCloud card payments after nearly 5 years.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, let's start with food delivery, where Rapido believes the market needs to get much bigger, not just more competitive. So the company says if food delivery doesn't reach 100 million users, there's little reason for the industry to exist in its current form. So Rapido's strategy seems to be simple: make food delivery more affordable instead of relying on discounts. The company argues that menu prices on existing platforms can go up by as much as 40% once commissions and other costs are added. So Rapido says it plans to keep menu prices the same as restaurants and instead earn margins through logistics efficiency. This is coming from an interview by Money Control with founder Arvind Sankar, who told Money Control that Rapido has doubled the size of every category it has entered so far and believes it can do the same with food delivery. Now, the company also believes its biggest advantage is its logistics network, with over 3 million riders completing around 7.5 million trips every day. The same rider can transport passengers, deliver food, and handle hyperlocal parcels depending on demand. Now, Sankar also had advice for startup founders. He says, keep teams lean, don't chase pedigree. Take one big bet every 2 years and don't worry about founder salaries in the early days. All right, moving on to our next big story. India's IT industry is heading into another earnings season and expectations remain measured. Let's go in detail. TCS will kick off the first quarter earnings season on July 9, with analysts expecting revenue growth of between -1% and +1% for most large IT companies. Now, brokerages say Infosys and HCL Tech could trim the upper end of their annual revenue guidance as demand remains softer than expected. Now, the industry continues to face, as we all know, pressure from weak discretionary spending, AI-led pricing changes, and also geopolitical uncertainty, including the impact of tensions in West Asia on consulting demand. But there seems to be one positive thing, though. A weaker rupee is expected to support margins for many IT companies, even as wage hikes and pricing pressure continue. Now, hiring is also expected to remain cautious, with companies focusing more on AI talent and productivity than large-scale recruitment. Moving on, the government, meanwhile, appears to be taking a much closer look at how large tech platforms are designed, not just what they host. Over the past 3 weeks, authorities have taken action across multiple platforms. Telegram was temporarily blocked during the NEET UG re-examination. WhatsApp was asked to pause its username rollout. And Meta has been asked to explain Instagram ads that allegedly promoted child sexual abuse material. Now, according to Meta's secretary, S. Krishnan, concerns around features like WhatsApp usernames are linked to the risk of impersonation and even cybercrime. So policy experts say these are not isolated actions against big tech, but they do point to a shift in regulatory thinking. So instead of focusing only on content moderation, regulators are increasingly asking whether the design of digital platform itself could create some risks. So experts believe India may eventually move towards a more structured, risk-based framework where platforms are expected to regularly assess and reduce systemic risks rather than responding only after problems emerge. All right, on to our last story of the day. A small change that many Apple users in India may soon notice. The company has resumed credit card and debit card payments for App Store and iCloud purchases after nearly 5 years. So Apple is currently testing the feature with a select group of users and plans to roll it out more broadly over the next few months, according to our sources. Now, the company had stopped accepting card payments in India in 2021 after the RBI introduced its card tokenization rules. Since then, users have largely relied on UPI and net banking for App Store and iCloud payments. So sources now say Apple has also complied with the RBI's tokenization rules and even data localization requirements, allowing it to bring back card payments. Now, if you remember, the move also comes as Apple continues laying the groundwork for Apple Pay in India. Moneycontrol had earlier reported that Apple Pay launch has been delayed because of prolonged negotiations with banks over commercial terms. So while Apple Pay may still be some time away, the return of card payments marks another important step in Apple's payment roadmap right here in India. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech Tree from Moneycontrol. A big thank you for our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thank you so much again, listeners. We air every weekday in the evenings, bringing you everything you need to know from the world of tech and startups. Of course, minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Moneycontrol's Tech 3 podcast.